DopeDepotReviews.com. For the Dope Depot and DopeDepotReviews.com, I'm Finn Martin. Today on Meet the Terpenes, Myrcene. Or as we like to call it around the lab,
lot of myrcene.
Yeah, boy. Let's get into it as per usual, starting off with the TLDL. Too long, didn't listen. Myrcene, or myrcene, or however you learned how to pronounce it, is one of the most common heavy-hitting terpenes in cannabis. It usually brings ripe fruit, earth, musk, hops, herbs, balsam, clove, and a dense, weighty feel to the aroma and flavor. It's a volatile monoterpene, which means it can be lost or altered by heat, oxygen, time, rough processing, and bad storage. When myrcene or myrcene shows up in big numbers, it usually means a meaningful chunk of the lighter aromatic profile survived into the finished dab or cart. Myrcene is often blamed for couch lock and used to separate indicas from sativas, but the science does not quite support a universal, quote-unquote, more than 0.5% myrcene equals indica rule. Our own data makes that pretty obvious since high myrcene products show up as hybrids, sativas, and indicas. The mango story is also mostly folklore. Mangoes can contain myrcene, but there's no good controlled human evidence showing that eating a mango before cannabis reliably makes the high stronger, faster, or longer. Delicious? Yeah, sure. Pharmacology hack? Not proven. In our current data, Guava Toss leads the Red Eye Dabs at 4.18% myrcene, while Guava Pie leads the carts at a ridiculous 6.38%. Those are not background numbers. In products like that, myrcene becomes the main aromatic framework. And now, let's get into it. Meet the terpenes. Myrcene. The earthy, fruity heavyweight of cannabis. Myrcene has accumulated more cannabis folklore than most molecules could reasonably carry. It supposedly separates indicas from sativas, it causes couch lock, it makes THC hit harder. Eating a mango 45 minutes before smoking will apparently launch you into another dimension because the fruit contains myrcene. Somewhere, a ripe mango is exhausted from the responsibility. Myrcene is genuinely important. It's a common and sometimes dominant cannabis terpene that can contribute earth, musk, ripe fruit, herbs, hops, cloves, and balsamic depth. It's also biologically active and has produced interesting results in preclinical research. What it has not done is validate every claim attached to it by dispensary menus, blogs, and the person at the party who recently learned the word entourage. Let's separate chemistry from folklore. What is myrcene? Myrcene, usually referring to beta-myrcene, is an acyclic monoterpene with the molecular formula C10H16. Acyclic means its carbon structure forms an open chain rather than a ring. Limonene, by comparison, is a cyclic monoterpene. They contain the same numbers of carbon and hydrogen atoms, but those atoms are arranged differently. That structural difference changes how the molecules smell, react, and behave. Myrcene occurs naturally in cannabis, hops, lemongrass, mangoes, bay leaves, thyme, basil, cardamom, juniper, and probably a bunch of other stuff. Its association with hops helps explain why certain beers carry musky, green, spicy, or resinous aromas that feel oddly familiar to cannabis consumers. Myrcene also acts as an important starting material in the fragrance industry, where it can be converted into other aromatic compounds. Even outside cannabis, the molecule has found itself surrounded by people trying to make everything smell more interesting. What does myrcene smell and taste like, Myrcene is frequently described as earthy or musky, but its sensory range is much broader. Depending on its concentration and surrounding chemistry, it can contribute damp earth, musk, hops, balsam, fresh herbs, cloves, ripe tropical fruit, dark berries, green vegetation, light pepper, fermented fruit, resin, and probably a bunch of other stuff. At high concentrations, myrcene can make a profile feel heavy, dense, soft, or deeply fruity. In other combinations, it can lean herbal, green, hoppy, or almost savory. This is why myrcene-rich products don't all smell alike. Myrcene combined with limonene may present a brighter tropical fruit. With beta-caryophyllene and humulene, it can become earthier, woodier, and more resinous. Terpinolene may pull it towards sweet herbs and fresh fruit. Linalool can soften the profile with floral sweetness. Pinene can sharpen the edges with fresh herbs and forest air. The word earthy is useful, but it has also become the terpene equivalent of describing every wine as grapey. Technically true, spiritually useless. A volatile monoterpene. Myrcene is a relatively light and volatile molecule. That volatility allows it to reach the nose easily, but it also makes myrcene vulnerable during harvesting, drying, extraction, purging, decarboxylation, storage, and ordinary handling. Myrcene can be lost or altered through excessive heat, oxygen exposure, aggressive vacuum, extended processing, repeated warming, light exposure, poorly sealed packaging, and good old-fashioned time. It's also chemically reactive and relatively unstable in air compared with heavier sesquiterpenes such as beta-caryophyllene. A strong myrcene result, therefore, tells us something about preservation. It suggests that a meaningful portion of the lighter volatile fraction survived processing and made it into the final product. That doesn't automatically make the extract better, it just means the chemistry retained more myrcene. Whether you enjoy what the myrcene does to the profile remains inconveniently subjective because, you know, personal taste and such. Does myrcene cause couch lock? Myrcene-rich products are commonly associated with relaxation, sedation, body heaviness, and the mythical condition known as couch lock. There is some scientific basis for taking the idea seriously, but not enough to turn it into a reliable consumer rule. Animal studies have found sedative and motor relaxant effects after administering myrcene at relatively high doses. Other animal research has examined its potential effects on sleep, anxiety-like behavior, and nervous system signaling. Those studies are useful for identifying biological activity. They don't establish that the amount of myrcene inhaled from an ordinary cannabis product will sedate a human. Controlled human studies isolating myrcene's contribution to cannabis intoxication remain extremely limited. A product containing 4% myrcene may feel heavy and relaxing. It may also contain substantial THC, beta-caryophyllene, linalool, CBN, or other compounds that contribute to the experience. Myrcene is one variable in a crowded chemical argument. The couch may be involved, although the couch is not peer-reviewed. Yet. The 0.5% indica rule. One particularly persistent claim says that cannabis containing more than 0.5% myrcene produces indica-like effects, while products below 0.5% behave more like sativas. Bullshit. Sorry. There is no credible universal threshold supporting that division. Our own current SKU data makes the issue obvious. Guavitas, Rumple Beans, Pistol Punch, all labeled hybrids despite carrying between 2.92% and 4.18% myrcene. Grapefruit Moonshine Fresh Froze is labeled sativa and contains 2.35%. What? Traditional indica, sativa, and hybrid labels don't map cleanly onto terpene chemistry. They can still help describe growth patterns, genetic history, marketing categories, or broad consumer expectations, but they shouldn't be treated as laboratory conclusions. The terpene panel contains more useful information, which is rude of it, frankly, because the three-category system was so much easier to print on little stickers. Does eating mango make cannabis stronger? Mangoes may contain myrcene. That part, definitely true. The amount varies considerably by mango variety, ripeness, growing conditions, storage, and which part of the fruit is analyzed. Mango aroma also depends on dozens of other volatile compounds, not myrcene alone. The popular claim goes much further. It says, eating a ripe mango shortly before consuming cannabis will intensify the high, speed its onset, or make it last longer. There's no controlled human evidence demonstrating that this reliably happens. The story is sometimes explained by claiming that myrcene helps THC cross the blood-brain barrier. That mechanism has not been established in humans at the doses someone would receive from eating a mango. There's nothing wrong with eating fruit before getting high, obviously. It's probably a better snack choice than attempting to empty an entire family-sized bag of Sour Patch Kids while insisting you're going to save some for later. Yeah, right. Just don't confuse a pleasant ritual with proven pharmacology. A mango can be delicious without becoming a pharmacokinetic strategy. What does the research say? Myrcene has been studied for possible analgesic, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, anxiolytic, sedative, gastrointestinal, and neuroprotective activity. Most supporting evidence comes from cell studies, mouse or rat models, isolated myrcene, essential oils, topical administration, oral or injected doses, concentrations far above normal cannabis exposure. Animal studies have reported reduced pain behaviors and inflammatory responses under certain conditions. Other research suggests myrcene can interact with TRPV1 channels, which participate in temperature and pain signaling. Recent mouse research has also explored inhaled myrcene rather than relying entirely on oral or injected administration. The results suggest that exposure conditions and biological sex may influence the response. That complication is worth remembering. Terpene research rarely produces one clean answer that applies equally to every dose, route of administration, species, and nervous system. The honest conclusion is that myrcene is pharmacologically interesting, but its effects in ordinary human cannabis use remain undercharacterized. Promising research and this dab treats pain are not interchangeable sentences. Reading myrcene on a lab sheet. The myrcene percentage tells us how much of the compound was detected. It doesn't tell us whether myrcene dominates the profile. As usual, context matters. A product containing 2% myrcene within a 5% total terpene profile is strongly myrcene-centered. The same 2% in a 13% profile may contain several other terpenes in equal or greater concentrations. When reading the sheet, one must ask oneself how much myrcene is present. What percentage of the total profile does it represent? Is myrcene the dominant terpene? And which compounds surround it? Limonene can brighten myrcene with citrus and fruit. Beta-caryophyllene and alpha-humulene can make it woodier, drier, and more resinous. Terpinolene can add sweet herbs and fresh aromatic lift. Linalool can soften it with floral sweetness. Pinene can make it greener and more herbal. For this post, we went back about a year in the data and selected the 5 strongest myrcene results from the Red Eye Dab Sheet and the 5 strongest from our cart sheet, which you can find if you hit the menu and click on the sheets link. 5 Red Eye Dab Heavy Hitters. Number 1, Guavitas. Guavitas leads the current Red Eye group with an enormous 4.18% myrcene. That single terpene represents roughly 58% of the complete measured profile. There's plenty of myrcene in this jar than some supporting terpenes standing around wondering whether they're still needed. Beta-caryophyllene follows at 1.04%, while limonene reaches 0.55%. Beta-osamine contributes 0.27%, with smaller amounts of humulene and linalool underneath. The profile should be intensely centered on ripe fruit, earth, herbs, musk, and balsamic depth. Caryophyllene adds pepper and wood, while limonene and osamine give the upper end some brighter fruit and sweetness. This isn't a profile where myrcene supplies background weight. Nay, myrcene is the profile. And that one's good. I've had it. It's very tasty. Number two, Rumple Beans. This is a fresh frozen, a custom blend of Pistol Pioneer's Rumpleberry and our own Pink Beans blend. At 4.02% myrcene, accounts for roughly 44% of its measured terpene content. Beta-caryophyllene follows at 1.58%, limonene reaches 0.88%, and the profile carries unusually substantial pinene content, with alpha-pinene at 0.66 and beta-pinene at 0.53%. That combination should produce a deep base of ripe fruit, earth, musk, and herbs sharpened by pine and citrus. Caryophyllene adds pepper and resinous structure. The fresh frozen input likely help preserve the lighter pine and citrus notes that keep the heavy myrcene base from becoming dull. It's dense chemistry with the windows cracked open. Number three, Pistol Punch. It's another fresh frozen. This one contains 2.92% myrcene, representing roughly 39% of its total measured terpene content. Beta-caryophyllene follows at 1.34%, with limonene close behind at 1.14%. Terpinolene reaches 0.36, linalool sits at 0.31, and alpha-humulene contributes 0.41%. This should create a more balanced profile than Guavitas. Myrcene still supplies the main body through fruit, earth, herbs, and musk. Limonene brightens the profile, caryophyllene and humulene add pepper and wood, while terpinolene and linalool contribute sweet herbs and floral softness. The result should feel broad rather than purely heavy. Myrcene may be steering, but several other molecules are loudly offering directions from the back seat. Number four, our award-winning Grapefruit Moonshine Fresh Frozen. Oh, baby. This is definitely in my top five of any extracts we have extracted in the time I've been here at the Dope Depot. It is tasty, my goodness. Our award-winning Grapefruit Moonshine Fresh Frozen carries 2.35% myrcene. That's a substantial raw concentration, but it represents only about 21% of the total terpene profile because this extract contains an enormous 4.64% terpinolene, which is why it's my favorite. Beta-caryophyllene follows at 1.35%, with pinene, limonene, osamine, and several other monoterpenes contributing additional detail. Here, myrcene provides ripe fruit, herbal depth, and weight underneath a much brighter terpinolene-dominant profile. Terpinolene pushes towards sweet citrus, flowers, fresh herbs, and pine. Myrcene prevents that brightness from feeling thin, giving the profile more fruit and body underneath. This is an important distinction. Grapefruit Moonshine is high in myrcene, but it isn't myrcene dominant. Raw concentration and proportional dominance are two different measurements. And number five, Grease Bucket. This one's an indica, and it rounds out the current Red Eye top five with 2.18% myrcene. That represents nearly 30% of the measured terpene profile. Limonene sits close behind at 1.92%, while beta-caryophyllene reaches 1.36%. Alpha-humulene contributes 0.50%, and the combined pinenes at another 0.4%. This is much more balanced than Guavitas or Rumple Beans, according to the sheets. Myrcene leads with ripe fruit, earth, herbs, musk, and weight, but limonene is high enough to bring serious citrus brightness. Beta-caryophyllene and humulene add pepper, dry wood, herbs, and resin, while the pinenes sharpen the upper end slightly. Grease Bucket is high in myrcene, but it shouldn't feel like a one-note myrcene wall. It has weight, brightness, pepper, and a little green lift. The name says grease. The chemistry brought a surprisingly organized toolbox. And as always, there's links in the post itself that you can check out the individual reviews for all of these different SKUs. So now let's get into the five heavy hitters for carts here in the Meet the Terpenes Myrcene post. Number one, good old guava pie. It's another one that's in my top five personally. Very tasty, another fresh frozen. Guava pie doesn't merely lead the current carts. At 6.38% myrcene, it launches itself into another category entirely. Myrcene represents roughly 60% of the entire measured terpene profile. Beta-caryophyllene is a distant second at 1.31%, followed by limonene at 0.93% and beta-osamine at 0.47%. This is an extraordinarily concentrated myrcene profile built around ripe fruit, earth, musk, herbs, and dense balsamic depth. Limonene and osamine should provide some brighter sweet fruit, while caryophyllene and humulene add pepper, resin, and dry wood. Still, there's no serious debate over who owns the profile. At 6.38%, Mersenne has purchased the property outright and is currently raising the rent. Number 2, Rumple Beans. It's another fresh frozen offering. Rumple Beans contains 4.88% Mersenne, accounting for more than 46% of its total measured terpene content. That is notably higher than the 4.02% found in the DAB version, the Red Eye. The cart also carries 1.55% beta-caryophyllene, 1.03% limonene, and an impressive 1.05% alpha-pinene. Beta-pinene coming in at 0.28%. This creates an unusually aromatic Mersenne profile. The base should be heavy with ripe fruit, herbs, earth, and musk, but the substantial pinene and limonene concentrations give it a sharper, fresher top end. The Red Eye Dab, as well as the cart, preserve the same broad arrangement, but the cart pushes Mersenne and alpha-pinene even further forward. Decarboxylation didn't erase the original profile. It apparently gave a few molecules some better seats. Number 3, Pistol Punch. Another fresh frozen. This contains 3.16% Mersenne in cart form, representing roughly 39% of the total measured terpene profile. The remaining structure closely resembles the DAB. Beta-caryophyllene reaches 1.4%, limonene sits at 1.25%, terpenylene contributes 0.42%, and linalool reaches 0.33%. The DAB, the Red Eye extract, contains 2.92% Mersenne, meaning the cart tests slightly higher while retaining essentially the same proportional role. This should produce ripe fruit and earthy herbal depth balanced against citrus, pepper, light flowers, and sweet aromatic freshness. The similarity between formats is exactly what we want to see. Different cannabinoid chemistry, recognizable terpene architecture. A cart should taste like the extract it came from, not like the concept of fruit explained over a bad telephone connection. You guys remember telephones? I might be a little older than you. Number 4, Banana Pudding. Another fresh frozen, Banana Pudding carries 3.1% Mersenne, accounting for a little over 34% of its complete terpene profile. Beta-caryophyllene follows at 2.21%, while limonene reaches 1.32%, alpha-humulene contributes 0.73%, and linalool adds 0.34%. This is another profile where Mersenne leads without operating alone. Mersenne should provide ripe fruit, earth, herbs, and body. Limonene brings citrus brightness, caryophyllene and humulene add the pepper and wood, while linalool supplies floral softness. That combination should feel fuller and more structured than a simple sweet banana profile. The name says pudding. The chemistry brought fruit, pepper, citrus, flowers, herbs, and lumber. Apparently, nobody coordinated the catering. I hate when that happens. Hungry. So hungry, baby. And number 5, the old grapefruit moonshine, fresh frozen. In cart form, this batch contains 2.59% Mersenne with an enormous 12.89% total terpene profile. Mersenne represents about 20% of the measured total. Terpenylene once again dominates the grapefruit moonshine at 5.36%, followed by Mersenne and beta-caryophyllene at 1.43%. Limonene, pinene, osamine, and several other lighter terpenes then complete the profile. As with the DAB, Mersenne isn't the main aromatic driver. Its role is to add ripe fruit, herbs, earth, and weight underneath the exceptionally bright terpenylene structure. This is one of the clearest examples of why ranking products by one terpene requires context. At 2.59%, grapefruit moonshine contains more Mersenne than most extracts will ever see, and it still isn't primarily a Mersenne profile. The jar contains enough chemistry for multiple departments. What these 10 products show us. The first obvious pattern is that Mersenne can dominate a profile more completely than many other common terpenes, except, you know, caryophyllene. Guava Toss, Guava Pie, and both Rumple Beans products contain more than 40% of their measured terpene content as Mersenne. Guava Pie passes 60%. At those ratios, Mersenne isn't simply adding depth. Nay, it becomes the main aromatic framework. The second pattern is that high Mersenne isn't limited to indicas. Guava Toss, Rumple Beans, and Pistol Punch are labeled hybrids. Grapefruit Moonshine, that's labeled a sativa. Grease Bucket and Banana Pudding, both indicas. The data refuses to support a simple rule connecting myrcene concentration to traditional cannabis categories. And for that, we thank you. Third, fresh frozen products appear throughout the list. Rempel Beans, Pistol Punch, Banana Pudding, Grapefruit Moonshine all retain substantial myrcene concentrations. That fits what we'd expect from rapid freezing and low temperature extraction designed to preserve volatile monoterpenes. Finally, the dab and cart comparisons are remarkably consistent. Shout out to the lab rats. Rumple Beans rises from 4.02% myrcene in the dab to 4.88% in the cart. Pistol Punch moves from 2.92% to 3.16%. Grapefruit Moonshine shifts from 2.35 in the dab to 2.59 in the cart, or the first cart batch. We've had a few batches. These aren't identical products after decarboxylation, but their broad terpene architecture survives. That's measurable evidence of preservation rather than a paragraph of branding copy insisting something tastes premium. The data sheets also give us a useful contrast between dominance and balance. Guava Toss and Guava Pie are myrcene showcases. Grease Bucket and Banana Pudding are myrcene leading profiles with much stronger supporting chemistry from limonene, caryophyllene, humulene, and linalool. Same featured terpene, different architecture. This is why the full panel matters. The Lab Rat Verdict. Myrcene is one of cannabis chemistry's major sources of weight. It can contribute ripe fruit, earth, musk, herbs, hops, cloves, and balsamic depth, as we've learned. As a volatile monoterpene, it can also be easily lost or altered through heat, oxygen, exposure, time, and careless processing, as we have learned. Its biological activity makes it scientifically interesting. Animal and laboratory studies justify further research into sedation, pain signaling, inflammation, and other pathways. They don't establish that myrcene reliably causes couch lock, separates indicas from sativas, or allows a mango to modify cannabis intoxication on command. The myrcene percentage tells you how much of the molecule survived. The complete terpene profile tells you what it's doing there. The human or lab rat consuming it remains the least predictable variable in the whole experiment. Naturally, that variable is also the one most likely to write a confident review after taking a heroic dab and forgetting where they left their phone. And that, my friends, that is Lotamassing. For the Dope Depot and DopeDepotReviews.com, I'm Finn Martin. We'll chat with you next time on Meet the Terpenes. Dope Depot Reviews.